Good morning, everybody. This is Teresa from Sojourn Retreat. It is the 28th of February, 2024, and today it's my birthday. I haven't sent a devotion for some time. I fell ill at the end of January with the worst flu I've had in a very long time, and as a result, I haven't had a voice for almost 4 weeks. But I'm back, albeit a little bit croaky and squeaky, and today's title for our teaching is The Cares of the World. Our verse today is Matthew 13, verse 22. And you'll all recall it. It's the story of the parable of the sower, and it's the second last one that they mention. It says, "Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." I mentioned that it's a common verse, and I must admit I've never felt that it was too applicable to me, probably because I was focusing too much on the deceitfulness of riches. But if there's one thing I've learned is that the word of God is applicable to all of us, and that it's often seasonal. And man, did I recently get to experience this verse, exactly what this verse means, in fact, firsthand. And I want to specifically focus on the first section that says, the cares of this world choke the word, and it becomes, or he becomes unfruitful. As you know, I'm busy with this retreat building project, and it's been my main focus since August. By the way, isn't it just remarkable how far we've come? God has been so incredibly faithful. There's such grace for this project, and so it's been easy for me to focus and to draw on God for all that is needed to get it done. But towards the end of last year, there were so many additional things that needed my attention, to the extent that I started feeling very overwhelmed. Now, I think it's important to note here that these things are not necessarily bad things, and many of them are things that need to be done, so there's no getting out of doing them. And so we have to be occupied with the things of this life to some degree, but there has to be balance. And unfortunately, balance is the first thing that goes. I know that you can relate to me. But it starts getting so busy and your mind is so preoccupied that there's so much running around in your head. And before you know it, your heart starts feeling very heavy for those that are suffering around you that you're supporting at that time. And so what happens is, before you know it, you're in that dreaded place of survival mode. You spend less and less time in the Word, but you know how important it is, so you meditate on a verse whenever you can, and then it just becomes a hollow mantra. It becomes duty. You'll remember me sharing my Arsenal book concept with you. And then also your prayer life becomes so, so busy. It resembles a morning when you grab a dry piece of toast and coffee on the run, and you know that it's nowhere near sustaining you enough or enough sustenance to get you through the day. And then there's no fruit. In my case, I ran myself so ragged that eventually I got sick. And then as a result, there was no devotions, and I'm pretty sure that I lost a lot of my fruit anyway. No joy, no peace. And so you can see how subtle and progressive it is. And it happens to every single one of us. You see, we only have so much attention. Just like the earth only has so many nutrients, and the weeds can take that nourishment that should be going to the desired plant. And so the things of this world will steal our energy from us. And that energy could be going to the Word of God and the Kingdom of God. And the only way to maintain the proper balance is to maintain a vibrant relationship with the Lord. The Word of God urges us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And that is in Matthew 22, verse 37 to verse 40. The irony of it is, though, that when we make God a priority, he takes care of everything else. In Matthew 6, verse 33, we hear, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Think of it this way. The strength of a laser lies in its focus. Once we diffuse that focus, it loses its power. And so too, our power as Christians is amplified by a single focus. And of course, that's focus on God. We were never meant to do any of what we are busy trying to do on our own, in our own power. And so the biggest lesson I learned through all of this is that when we are too focused on and occupied with the affairs of this life, and it happens to all of us, and again, it's necessary stuff and even good stuff, the word that has been sown in our hearts before is choked, and there is no fruit. No fruit is produced. The most disturbing thing for me is that it also makes us so much less able to remain faithful in persecution. And the cares of the world become so big, while God and his promises become so small. We lose focus, we lose perspective, and ultimately we lose hope. I was with a dear friend a couple of weeks ago, and she was facing a dilemma, and it's something that she's been battling with and struggling with for a while, just something that needed to be done. But because it wasn't being done, there were so many other repercussions, and it was frustrating her. And when she started telling me about it, I quoted scripture to her, and I told her, why don't you just cast it unto the Lord like the Bible says? And you know what? I could see that she had the word in her heart. But I had to redirect her a number of times to the word of God in a very short space of time. You see, she knew the word, but she had allowed that problem she was facing to become all-encompassing. And so there was absolutely no fruit. She had no joy. She had no peace. She had no gentleness. And so I had to show her the word of God in that situation. I don't know what you are facing today, but I want to remind you that God is bigger than the storm. You must remember he created the storm and he also quietens the storm. And if you were to direct your focus on him today, it will limit the effect that the cares of the world have on you. My parting comment is just don't let the cares of the world choke the word of God. Rather, choke out the cares of the world with the word of God. I pray that you have a blessed week, and I will chat to you again next week. Goodbye.